Very good morning to you, Luke, Ed and Rosie. We're going to start with a police investigation at Preston this morning after a man was found with gunshot wounds there. Emergency services called to an address on Singer Street at about 12:45 this morning, where a 31-year-old was injured. Investigators have been told the victim was involved in an altercation with a group of men at another location. Now, he's been taken to hospital with some non-life-threatening injuries to his arms and legs. And police are appealing for anyone with information to come forward to Crime Stoppers and make an anonymous report there.
As we say, and have been saying for a while, shooting in Melbourne, it's almost a daily event for you to update us on, Lakey, which is disturbing.
Yeah, they're just cropping up everywhere. And obviously, we had that massive gun amnesty where we got thousands off the street, but police would be concerned that there's still some around. A man this morning who was riding a mobility scooter at Lang Warren overnight, he's been killed after being hit by a car. The victim, a 47-year-old man, was treated by paramedics at the scene but died from his injuries. Get this, he was hit while crossing the road and thrown 20 metres from the scene of impact. The driver of the car was a 62-year-old man from Sandhurst who did stop to help at the scene. The driver wasn't injured and is being interviewed. So far, no charges have been laid. And just finally, a quick update on the situation for Cassie Sainsbury this morning after being charged with trafficking cocaine in Colombia. A judge in Bogota has finally accepted her plea deal and given her a jail term of 6 years after she tried to smuggle almost 6 kilos of cocaine out of the country back in April. Now, the 22-year-old was initially looking at 21 years behind bars, and she did change her stories multiple times. She did have her initial plea deal kiboshed in the court, but the judge has come back and said 6 years, and with time served and good behaviour, she could actually be out by 2019. That's just 3 years behind bars. She may have to serve some parole time in Colombia before getting back to Australia.